Global stock markets are anxiously awaiting new figures from China. Analysts are expecting the numbers to show the world's second-largest economy suffering its biggest slowdown since the global financial crisis. NPR's Louisa Lim is in Beijing.
100 million tons of iron ore sit in China's ports, waiting for buyers. In central Beijing, cranes stand unused, and workers stopped on countless building sites around the country. Prices are dropping in ever more categories of goods. China's once unstoppable economy is unmistakably slowing. The question is, just how fast? For three decades, China's economy grew about 10% a year. But those boom years are officially over, according to Yu Bin, an economist working for the State Council.
We believe that China's economic growth may expect a slowdown of 20 to 30%. In the coming 10 years, China's growth rate may stabilize at 7 to 8%.
Last quarter, China's economy grew 8.1%, a nearly three-year low. Tomorrow's figures will be worse. But Yu Bin says a recovery is likely in the second half of this year. Beijing's already cut interest rates twice in a month, sparking fears the economic slowdown is worse than expected.
I'm very reluctant to say it's a hard landing, but I think it's fair to say it's quite close to a hard landing.
Yun Xianfeng is a senior China economist at IHS Global Insight. She fears Beijing's moves to stimulate growth by injecting money in public works may end up causing problems.
So normally when they front-load investment, they probably will also be backloading problems, just like what has happened over the past couple of years. They front-loaded growth in 2009 and 2010. We started seeing a lot of problems with property market, with local government debt, and with the bank sector distress. All these issues have started springing up.
But China's premier, Wen Jiabao, underlined this week that sustaining investment is key. Later this year, he'll hand power over to a younger generation of leaders. For that, the party is likely to build short-term stability, whatever the long-term cost. Louisa Lim, NPR News, Beijing.
You're listening to All Things Considered.